Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Nedarim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher, Finder Zivig Hagun, Bekar of Mamesh. And this Mishnah discusses a Shemeres Yavam. So let's remember we have a mitzvah of Yibum, which is when we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, or as we're going to see in the Mishnah, perhaps three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven's married and sadly dies without kids, so his brother or brothers have a mitzvah of Yibum to marry his wife. As long as she's not married yet to one of the brothers, she's called a Shemeres Yavam. She's awaiting the Yavam. And the question is whether or not she's similar to an Arusa. Just like an Arusa, her Aros and her father together are jointly made for a Nedarim. So maybe in the case of the Shemeres Yavam as well, if she makes a Neder, are the Yavam and her father able to be made for a Nedarim? So we begin Shemeres Yavam. We have this woman who's a Shemeres Yavam. She's awaiting Yibum. Bein li Yavam Echad, bein li Shnei Yavamin. Whether she's awaiting Yibum just to one Yavam, or there's two Yavamin, which means either Shimon or Levi could marry her. Rabbi Lezer says, Yafer, they could be made for her Nedarim. Rabbi Lezer says, this is talking about when one of them gave her Mimer. And Mimer is Kiddushin de Rabbanon when we're dealing with the Shemeres Yavam. A Shemeres Yavam does not need Kiddushin midairaisa. All the Yavam has to do is marry her. He doesn't have to give her Kiddushin. But there is some sort of quasi-Kiddushin called Mimer. What Rabbi Lezer is saying is that if one of the Yavamin gave her this Mimer, this quasi-Kiddushin, so he's considered like her Arus, and therefore he's able to marry for a Nedarim. However, Rabbi Shua says no. It's only when she's a Shemeres Yavam to one, but not to two brothers. And that's because Rabbi Shua doesn't hold of Mimer. He says that Mimer is not a real connection. It doesn't make them like Arus and Arusa. However, the regular Zikas Yavamin, the simple fact that this man is considered the Yavam and he has a mitzvah to marry her and he's connected to her, that itself makes him like her Arus. And therefore, when there's only one of them, he's like a full-fledged Arus and he can be made for a Nedarim. But if there's two of them, so you can't say that two of them are like the Arus. And so therefore, when there's two Yavamin, they can't be made for a Nedarim. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, Loyal Echad Vloyal Shnayim, it doesn't make a difference if she's a Shemeres Yavam to one or to two, they can't be made for Nedarim. So Amar Rabbi Lezer said, explaining his shita, Mayim Yishishakanuhu La'atzmai who made for Nedareha, when we're dealing with a woman that he acquired for himself, he gave her money of Kiddushin, and now she's his Arusa. As we said previously, he's able to be made for a Nedarim, along with her father. Well, Isha Sheikh Nulaymana Shemayim, Ainadin Shayafar Nedareha, when we're talking about a woman that was given to him from Shemayim, Hashem said he should marry her because it's a mitzvah of Yibum. So wouldn't we say for sure that he's able to be made for a Nedarim? And Amalai Rabbi Kiva told him, Loy, that's not true, because Imamartu Isha Shakanuhu La'atzmai, if you want to say that by a woman whom he acquired for himself, a classic case of Arus and Arusa, the reason why he's able to be made for a Nedarim is because Shein Lacherim Barashus, other people don't have Rishus in her. Beryl was Makadesh a woman, so Beryl is the only one that's allowed to marry her, and that's why he can be made for a Nedarim. But Tamar B'Isha Sheikh Nolayim and Hashemayim, are you going to say the same by a woman that Hashem said he should marry? She has Lacherim Barashus, other people do have Rishus in her. So I'm like, Bishir responded, Akiva, Derecha B'Shnei Yavamin. What you're saying makes sense when there's two Yavamin, because either Shimon or Levi could marry her, so you're right, other people have Rishus in her, and therefore neither of them are able to be made for a Nedarim. What would you respond in regards to when there's only one Yavam? Here there's only one person that has Rishus in her, so he should be able to be made for a Nedarim. And so Amrlai, he responded, A Yavama is not gummer to the Yavam. She's not as closely connected halachically to the Yavam as an Arusa is to her Arus, and therefore only when we have an Arusa and Arus case, like we've been discussing since the beginning of the Perek, only then the Arus and the father jointly are able to be made for a Nedarim, but not in the case of Yibam. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Ha'imlu Ishtai, a man tells his wife, call an Nedarim Shatidarim Mikan Achavima Complaini. All Nedarim that you make from now until I get back from that place, I'm going on a business trip to China and I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. So any Nedarim that you make for the next 2 weeks, Harehin Kayamin, they are Mekuyim, they're officially established. I give them the thumbs up and you have to keep to them. Loy Omer Klum, this is nothing. And that's because she's for sure going to make Nedarim that he doesn't want to be Mekayim, and therefore he can't be pre-Mekayim all of her Nedarim. However, let's say he tells her that all the Nedarim that you make from now until I get back from my business trip, Harehin Mufarin, they're Mufar, they're canceled, they're nullified. So Blazer, I remember Lezer says Mufar, they're canceled, he's able to do that. Whereas Macham, Rabbi Lecham say, Ene Mufar, they're not Mufar. So Amr Lezer said, explaining himself, Im Hefer Nedarim Shabal Lechlal Isser. If the husband is able to be made for Nedarim that have already come into the state of being Usser, and this would be just a classic case, she wakes up Sunday morning and says, I'm not drinking iced coffee, so that Nedar is Chal, and she's not allowed to drink iced coffee anymore. But we know that when the husband hears about it, he's able to be made for it. That's called being made for a Nedar that was Bal Lechlal Isser. So Lo Yafer Nedarim Shaloi Bal Lechlal Isser. Wouldn't we say that for sure he should be able to be made for Nedarim that has haven't even yet come into Klal of Isser, meaning he could be pre-mefer any Nedarim that she makes. So Amalai the Chum told him, Harei Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Isha Yikimenu Visha Yifeiranu, her husband shall establish them and her husband shall be mefer them. And we compare the two. Esha Baal Chal Hakem, Baal Chal Hafer. Only Neder that's already in the state of being able to be Mekayim it, meaning she already made this Neder and the husband has the choice to either be Mekayim it or to be mefer it. So that's the type of Neder that he's able to be mefer. However, Loi Baal Chal Hakem, Loi Baal Chal Hafer. If the Neder is not at a state that it's able to be established, so it can't be nullified either. And what type of neder is that? One that she never expressed yet. And therefore, the Chum told Rabbi Eliezer, the husband is not able to be pre-made for nedarim that she has not yet made. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.